Vernon Township, my name is Rick Bullock. I will be judging you in the category of individual music today. I will be back when you are ready to go. Okay, here we go. Good luck. Now we have to make sure that we lock right in with the tempo that's given from behind us. Fine, nice attack by the low winds. Let's make sure that we're using proper air support to get to the end of these phrases, and make sure we're listening to each other so we're not sticking out. Good job, trumpets and I believe clarinets. Okay, now piccolos, watch out. We have to watch out, piccolos, intonation-wise and uniformity between the three of us, or between the group of us. Make sure the ears are really going. Okay, all right. Now color-wise, mellophones, let's make sure we're not sticking out. Really watch your intonation on any of these moving middle parts. Feet up. Good job. Good job on the trumpets and clarinets. Okay, dee-da. Trumpets, we have to make sure we're all participating and we understand what the dynamic change is there. And at the end of this whole section, winds, we have to make sure we have enough air to support our sound to get to the end of that phrase without having intonation and color problems. Okay, good job, trumpets. I actually heard all parts. Great job. And make sure, as the phrase goes on, make sure we're not losing seconds and thirds, so. Yeah, clarinets. Dee-da-da-da-da. Good intonation. Nice color. All right, trumpets, you got lost a little bit in there. All these moving parts in the middle, make sure that we have those solidified and make sure that we, make sure we're listening back and we're right in tempo rhythm-wise. Okay, phrase-wise, where are we going? We have to make sure we know where the beginnings and ends of phrases are. And dynamically, I feel like between winds and percussion, we have to make sure that we're all on the same page dynamically. You guys are articulating, in a percussive way, which is great, but you have to make sure dynamically it's not getting drowned out by what's behind you. All right, now make sure as this goes through the band, make sure that we're each trading it off with the same quality of sound, starting from the beginning all the way to the end. Nice, solid ending. Okay, low winds, make sure that we're really supporting the sound. I know we're inside, but we have to make sure that we really have to support the sound. Give a nice big foundation. Use proper air support so everybody else has something to tune to. Let's make sure that we're listening back to we have to make sure that we're listening back to what's going on behind us. There were a few times I felt it pushing and pulling just a tiny little bit, so just be aware of that. Okay, on the cymbal roll, you could start that a little bit lower, build it more, just for a little bit more effect. Okay, now as we're holding these long notes, especially in the high brass, and the really low brass, make sure we're maintaining our air support so the pitch and the tone doesn't die down. Okay, now all these moving parts, we have to make sure that all the reeds are moving at the same time. We're really locked in on the correct tempo. Okay, now all the low winds, make sure you're really supporting the sound through this section. You know, give everybody else a chance to tune and find the color that's needed for this. Nice little groove here. Okay, now trumpets. Now again, now because we're in this lower register, let's make sure that we're really using a lot of air to support our sound, so it doesn't get funky throughout there. Okay, now the piccolos. We have a little feature here, but it's really blaring out. So we have to make sure that we're listening back to find our color, so we don't have anything kind of squealing out over top. Okay, now the end of that phrase, where we cut off, what type of air are we using to support all the way to the end? Now, we have a very exposed, long, whole notes, so are we listening back to find our tuning? Is our intonation within our section where it should be? Okay, do-da-da. All right, piccolos and flutes, you had a great job maintaining your support through there. We had to make sure the rest of the band's also on the same page. We had to make sure we're supporting our sound all the way to the end of the song. Okay, good job on the solo. You know, play it out. You know, make sure pit-wise, you know, we understand the color that's happening behind us, and nice, low, big, warm sound. You know, tubas, you know, play that out. Don't be afraid to play that out, but nice, warm sound by the low winds. Good job. We have to make sure all the horns come up at the same time. We're all locked in on that because the initial attack suffered a tiny little bit just because the horns kind of came up at different times. All right, good job between mid-range locking that in. Okay, now low winds. Let's make sure we're pulsing. We're keeping that articulation and the pulse going behind all this just to kind of drive it. Okay, now again, all these really high, all these really exposed parts, especially in the flutes, we have to really watch our intonation. Good dynamic change in the drum line. Okay, trumpets, we have to make sure that's really locked in as a section, okay? Okay, mid-range to low winds, who all have that melodic part, we have to make sure that we're locked in together, that we're really all on the same page. Good job as a band in whole. Okay, because a lot of this is unison, we have to make sure that we're really listening to each other. And we're listening back and make sure our articulation and our rhythm patterns are all spot on. Okay, percussion, make sure we're listening in. All right, snares, we got to get on the same page. Come on. All right, good job, bass drums. Great ending. Good job. Everything ended together. Pit, again, you know, I probably because we're inside, I know it's hard, but you have to make sure that we're really listening back so it doesn't push and pull. All right, don't clip the end of those notes. And anytime we have anything moving, let's make sure we're really bringing it out. Good job. Alright, don't bump. Okay, mellows and saxes, we have to watch our intonation. Come on. Alright, now again, all these moving parts, we have to make sure that they're not being buried by all the whole notes that are behind it. Okay, good job maintaining your air support all the way to the end. Good job on the phrasing at the end, but we have to make sure that our phrasing throughout the entire show really matches. We have to make sure we know where our stops and our starts begin musically. So we have to make sure we have enough breath to support our air all the way through. In the beginning it was good, intonation wise, especially in the mid range. But as the show went on, the intonation got a little funky in mid range. We had to really make sure we're listening to each other. Intonation wise, it was a little off. Low winds, good job. Make sure we're maintaining that nice big low sound, big open sound, big open tone and color. We have to make sure that we're matching, especially when we have melodic parts that trade off from section to section. We have to make sure that we have the same color articulation and our rhythmic aggression. We have to make sure that we really have that, especially going into the end of the show. All right, I hope my tape has been helpful, and good luck the rest of the year.